This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm excellent. Very happy to be talking to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and let's just get straight into it. Reddit and LinkedIn caught reading iPhone clipboard data. What is it with these apps?
Yes, so this is a continuation of a story. TikTok made headlines, and only TikTok, curiously, even though it was probably 30 different apps that were tested and found to be doing this. And it sounds like, at least in the LinkedIn case, which, by the way, is owned by Microsoft, it's a misconfiguration from the developer's side. They are checking something in the application as people type, and that involves reading from the iPhone's clipboard. And so they basically read from the clipboard every time you type a character on your keyboard. And they said that this is honestly just an oversight. It's not intended behavior. In the case of, you know, if you've got two different companies saying exactly the same thing, in this case LinkedIn and Reddit, but I mean, you know, if we have a situation where 30 different applications, and not just TikTok, which, you know, immediately people were like, look at this, you know, Chinese company with links to this, that's spying on people's clipboard data, and like, this is a huge compromise. But the fact is there's American companies doing the exact same thing and saying, this is not what this piece of code is supposed to be doing. Without being able to look at the code myself, one has no choice but to accept it on face value. That said, it's about how quickly they fix the issue, because there's people, or there's apps, this vulnerability has been reported at the start of March already, and those apps have not fixed the issue. TikTok has, reportedly, but there's a huge number of apps that still haven't. And one has to, draw a big question mark there and go, you know, why not? This is such a high profile thing, and it should be such an easy thing to fix. Why are you not fixing it? A legitimate use for this, by the way, is, certain apps that might detect if you've got a URL in the clipboard. And then, which is, I think, what the Reddit app does.
Yes.
So it'll go, oh, you know, I've detected you've got a URL that you want to post. So, you know, here's a little helper to streamline that process. I've detected you've got a URL in the clipboard. So here's the option, the menu option to quickly post it. With a scare around the fact that basically your whole clipboard can be read. And if you're a Mac OS if you're in the Apple ecosystem, they've just launched this huge, new feature where your clipboard is shared between your devices, universal clipboard, if you've got a MacBook and an iPhone. And so stuff that you copy on your, so imagine you're copying your banking password on your MacBook, and you leave that in the universal clipboard, and then you suddenly go typing in the LinkedIn app. Now they've read your banking password. And so there's certainly some concerns about this thing. And it's a valid security concern that really needs to be addressed, despite the utility that there might be for these companies to read from the clipboard.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting. Jan, why is it dangerous to just throw away old batteries and electronics in South Africa?
Yeah, so this is something we've been following for a while, and we caught up with the South African E-Waste Alliance, the co-ordinator there, Suzanne Karsha, and she explained, a lot of the stuff that we might already know about batteries and so on, but I think put it into some stark contrast. We just kind of don't think about it twice, but the chemicals and stuff in batteries in particular, you know, can cause heavy metals and other dangerous chemicals to seep into the soil and into groundwater through landfills. And on top of that, if you think of lithium ion batteries, if those are not disposed of properly and they get pierced somehow, so like if they get dumped somewhere and something sharp gets thrown on top of them and it makes a hole in the lithium ion battery, then it can explode, or at least catch fire. If it's not a well-designed battery, or at least an older battery. Newer batteries are supposed to be resilient against this, but older batteries can definitely catch fire or explode. And that then, you know, besides the long-term effects on us, which people are really bad at thinking about, unfortunately, there's some like short-term danger to, for example, these curbside recyclers. Who are trying to eke out a living, you know, by scraping through other people's trash and recycling stuff. And, if with things like electronic waste, and batteries in particular in there, it presents like a present threat to folks who do that. And so, and we have laws that are supposed to,
protect,
you know, govern how we treat our electronic waste, the National Environmental Management Act. But, and it's a 2008 act. It's a bill that's come a long way. And yet still, it's not easy to get rid of your e-waste in South Africa. And so, part of the reason, I like talking about the topic is because I really want to cause some conversation around this issue, because it's just not easy, in South Africa to get rid of your e-waste. The e-waste, the e-waste association, pointed us to their website, the EWASA homepage, or mywaste.co.za, for drop-off points. But really what I would like to see is a service that does collection, basically the same as our normal trash collection, except for e-waste. And we're starting to see that for recycling in general, but I think a really specialist service that can be coordinated in a community to come through, you know, once a month or something and pick up everybody's e-waste would really go a long way to making sure that we in South Africa do our part,
maybe
the environment, but for people who work in recycling.
Yeah, but Jan, maybe that's a project that MyBroadband can do, and I'm Hi-FM would even be willing to partner with you on that, you know, to do the research, what it takes to set up one of these places that would actually deal with the e-waste. How's it broken down? I mean, is it very expensive to set up such a place? And maybe we can do something like that and actually do it as a project. Anyway, I'll call you and we'll see how we can do it.
It's completely outside our wheelhouse, but certainly I'd definitely help look into it.
Yeah.
The bit that I have researched the topic, it is indeed an expensive thing. And so I think that's partly the hurdle. So
it's prohibitive.
That is where we need to focus the attention on developing systems like this, is what will it take? Because people are not really willing to cough up hundreds of rands a month for an extra service like this. So how do you make it cost effective so that people will say, great, you know, we as a community will chip in, you know, this much each per month to have this service to our community. I know a lot of people just say, no, but I'll just drop it off. But, you know, people never do. And I know in my own community, the drop-off points either move or get blown up
it's just not consistent.
Discontinued.
Yeah.
When it becomes, so you never know where to take your e-waste.
Yeah. When it becomes financially viable for people to recycle, I think that will start the trend. Anyhow, Jan, very, very quickly, in 30 seconds or less, why is FNB no longer going to be emailing your bank statements?
FNB is saying that it is for security reasons, and instead it is recommending that folks log on to the website and get their statements that way. You can then choose to email it yourself around if you want to, but according to FNB, it's a safety and security reason. They weren't specific about it, but I guess one can, you know,
it makes sense, actually,
the lines a little bit, that bank statements, 3 months bank statements is part of the equation that you need to commit identity theft and open up accounts in people's names.
You see, you can do the long version or the short version. It's awesome. Jan Vermeulen, editor at large for mybroadband.co.za. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
My pleasure.
I look forward to speaking to you next week. Stay warm. Stay safe.
I will. You too. Have a great show.
You too. God bless.